Euclid's division theorem, the proof. We have seen Euclid's division theorem before. It says that if you have a positive integer n, which we often think of as the modulus, and some other integer m, which may or may not be positive, then we can find q and R so that this equation holds. And R, which we call the remainder, is bounded below by 0 and above by n. So Q and R arise when we do integer division, m divided by n. Q stands for quotient and R stands for remainder. In this video, we will prove that Euclid's division theorem holds. That is, we'll make a simple simplification. We will restrict ourselves to non-negative integers, m. That makes the proof a little bit simpler. And we will ask you as an exercise as at the end to extend the proof for non-negative m. So what Euclid's theorem says is that for all m, okay, m is larger than or equal to 0, we can find q and r so that m is n times q plus r, with r between 0 and n. The proof technique we are going to use is proof by contradiction. In effect, we will work in the same way as we did when we introduced mathematical induction and think of a smallest counterexample. And this is closely related to other inductive proofs. So, suppose, for the sake of contradiction, that this result does not hold. So let's call this P of M, and we assume that P of M is false for some M zero. Now, we are interested in the smallest counterexample, so we are interested in the smallest value. Sorry, this was not what we should do. We will use a proof by contradiction. In fact, a special case of proof by contradiction, which we call smallest counterexample. And this is exactly the same technique as we used when we introduced mathematical induction. Let's introduce a predicate. Let's call this P of M. And since we do a proof by contradiction, we assume that there exists some m naught so that P of m naught is false. We are interested in the smallest counterexample, so we assume that for all m strictly smaller than m naught, we have that P of m holds. If we have these two properties, m naught is the smallest counterexample. So, let's see what happens if such a smallest counterexample exists. So for m naught, we cannot find q R so that M is N, QN plus r. Now, if we would consider two cases here. One is with m very small, smaller than n. What happens then? When we divide m naught by n, we get 0. So q will have to be 0. M naught is 0 times n plus r. Now, since m naught is non-negative and less than n, r, m naught equals r actually satisfies the requirements. So we have a solution. Get the solution. 0, m naught. So the smallest counterexample has to be at least n. If m naught is greater than or equal to n, we can consider m prime equals m naught minus n. Now m prime is greater than or equal to 0, so Euclid's division theorem should apply to it. And we have m prime strictly less than m naught because we have subtracted n. And we assume that m naught would be the smallest counterexample, so Euclid's division theorem has to be true for m prime. That means we can write m prime is q prime times n plus r prime with 0 less than or equal to r prime, strictly less than n. So for m prime, we have a solution. Now m naught is equal to m prime plus n by the definition here, which is q prime plus n, sorry, times n plus r prime, which is equal to q prime plus 1 times n plus r prime. So in fact, we get the solution to the equation also for m naught by just solving the equation for m naught minus n and adding 1 to q. So here we are contradicting the assumption that m naught be a counter example. Thus, Euclid's, or the restricted version of Euclid's theorem, follows by contradiction. Having proved Euclid's division theorem for non-negative numbers n, it is useful to prove it also for negative numbers. It is not particularly difficult, but neither is the solution obvious before you have seen it. So I'll give you a hint. You have to note that if m is negative, then minus m is positive. So for minus m, you can use the restricted version of the theorem to get a solution with q prime and r prime, solving the equation. Now, q may be negative while r cannot. So q equals minus q prime and r equals minus r prime, just modifying the solution for minus m, is not quite a solution. You can't allow that negative number. But can you adjust these numbers a little bit to get a positive r and a q which is very close to minus q prime, and thus satisfy Euclid's theorem with 0 less than or equal to r, strictly less than n. Good luck.